From Washington, this is VOA News. Protests spread in Hong Kong. President Obama admits U.S. underestimates rise of Islamic State. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Police in riot gear continue to face off with pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong, firing volleys of tear gas as the protests spread early Monday. At least 26 people were injured in the clashes. Thousands of people continued the demonstrations around the main Hong Kong government building, ignoring messages from student and pro-democracy leaders to retreat for fear the police might fire rubber bullets. The demonstrators are part of a mass civil disobedience movement calling for less political intervention from Beijing in the former British colony. Police in central Japan say they have found the bodies of 31 hikers near the summit of Mount Ontake, a volcano that erupted Saturday. Officials confirmed 4 deaths, while 27 others were described as being in a state of cardiac arrest, a term Japanese authorities often use to describe the dead until doctors can examine the body. Hundreds of Japanese police and military troops ascended the ash-covered slopes of Mount Ontake Sunday, searching for survivors and casualties from the eruption. An American doctor who was exposed to Ebola while in Sierra Leone was flown to the United States. The doctor arrived at a regional airport in Maryland Sunday and walked off the plane wearing a white protective suit. The infectious disease chief at the National Institutes for Health would not discuss details, but said that in general, an exposure to Ebola does not necessarily mean someone will become sick. This is VOA News. President Obama says he and the country's intelligence leadership underestimated the extent to which extremist groups like the Islamic State were organizing in a weakened Syria. In an interview with CBS News that will air Sunday night, President Barack Obama also admitted that Washington miscalculated Iraq's military ability to fight the militants alone. The airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition of Western and Arab countries continued Sunday against Islamic State targets, hitting oil refineries near Syria's border with Turkey. A car bomb exploded Sunday in Yemen at a hospital run by Houthi insurgents, with authorities reporting a significant number of casualties. The attack occurred in Marib province, about 175 kilometers northeast of the capital Sana'a. The field hospital is being used by the Houthis to treat their wounded from battles with rival Sunni Islamists, leading up to the Houthi takeover last week of the capital. A U.S. drone strike killed 4 suspected militants Sunday in Pakistan's northwest tribal region. Officials in Pakistan say 2 missiles were fired from the unmanned U.S. aircraft. The Pakistani Air Force says its airstrikes destroyed 5 insurgent hideouts, killing 15 militants. In another skirmish Sunday, Pakistan says it killed 6 militants after they attacked a paramilitary checkpoint in the Khyber tribal district bordering Afghanistan. The checkpoint is a passage for NATO supplies to Afghanistan. More than 18,000 Indian Americans gave new Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi a rousing reception Sunday as he spoke from a rotating stage in New York's Madison Square Garden. Mr. Modi said there is an atmosphere of hope and enthusiasm in his country. Supporters filled the most famous arena in the United States a day ahead of Mr. Modi's 2-day trip to Washington, where he'll be meeting with President Obama. Russia's foreign secretary says relations between Moscow and Washington need, in his words, a new reset. He was referring to President Obama's effort to improve ties with Russia in the early days of his administration. In a Russian television interview that was broadcast on Sunday, Sergei Lavrov blamed the United States for the strained ties between the two countries. Washington and the European Union have accused Moscow of supporting a pro-Russian rebellion in eastern Ukraine and have imposed financial sanctions, which have been repeatedly tightened since Russia annexed Ukraine's Crimea Peninsula. And Europe retained golf's Ryder Cup, easily defeating the United States for its 8th victory in the last 10 times for the biennial event. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.